And welcome back to Mass Monologues. I'm so excited to have a special guest with me, Tanya the Empress. Can you introduce yourself? Tell us a little bit about what you do, how long you've been doing singing, songwriting, being an artist, going, doing open mics, and just tell us a little bit about yourself.
So without going into a full-blown anthology, I've always just been a creative. And it was only recently that someone suggested getting a stage name. I always had the imposter syndrome. And I was like, no, unless it really comes together with serendipitous meaning, I'm good with my name. So Tanya the Empress, in a sense, it has nothing to do with the queenie hierarchical thing, but what the archetype represents in the archaic science of tarot. But what the archetype represents is creativity, nurturing that within yourself, nurturing the abundance mindset, the warrior and the divine feminine. So a balanced being within the self, and what we all are really are creators. So I just went with that. Also, growing up, I was into sports and I almost went into horse riding and the equine industry professionally. I used to compete at an international level. I did theater. I sang before I could talk. I think all of us come through singing and making sound. I've just always, what I like to say, has been an octopus on skates. And the way it took a turn towards the serious side when I graduated high school in India and I got accepted at Berklee College of Music in Boston. And that's where the universe flowed me down the lane of music. However, my journey from there to now, I'm currently in LA, but I was in India, then I was in Boston, took a little reroute to New Hampshire, then drove cross country to LA 2 years ago. So all I really have to do is swim across the Pacific back home. I am. But it's all now coming to a culmination where creativity and how I express myself is coming through various channels. But singing is something that just flows through me, just channels through me.
So I want to unpack you moving from India to Boston. That must have been a huge transition for you. And I'm just curious to know what were some things that stood out to you about America that weren't the same in India, and especially relating this back to that people were projecting themselves, artists especially, in a different manner. How did it vary?
Honestly, I had no hand in this. I've always been go with the flow in surrender mode. Also, when you're young, your parents, they've got their hands in helping make the decisions and guiding you on that. I was going to go to Australia, Gold Coast, to study psychology, theater, equine studies, music, everything. And I still would want to just do everything, right? But someone who was recording some music for me, I was part of a independent music academy in India. He was like, she has a voice for Berklee, and Berklee has quite the name for itself in the world. So my parents just guided me that way. We didn't really know much about anything in that sense. It was just someone suggested, we took the suggestion, it's a great school, I got in, and here I am. So in that sense, I landed up here. But it always, in retrospect, makes sense.
Yes.
What was the question you asked? How was it different?
Yes, how it was different from India compared to industry? Were there differences in Indian music compared to American music? And did you have to alter your style?
Not at all. I feel like I've been a creation and process since day one and still am. I've been very lucky to have open-minded global parents who never confined me. And then, you know, me as a person and personality, I could never really pigeonhole myself to anything. I'm just like, oh, I'm having fun doing this and I'm doing this, I'm doing that. So I was really lucky in that regard. Of course, India is the most ancient culture, right? So there are many cultural differences in music. But no, I grew up like listening to the pop stuff and rock and blues. So I had a pretty global upbringing that way. And today, especially, the music industry in India is definitely becoming universal as it is around the world. So it's getting modernized. There's more folk and singer-songwriter stuff. I grew up with a lot of blues, rock, and heavy metal and stuff like that. But the music scene is pretty hot in India right now. So I would really like to bridge that.
I love with streaming platforms, with the internet. It's not as though music is confined to that one area. It branches out internationally, worldwide. That's wonderful. for yourself as an artist, are there genres that you work specifically? You were saying that you wanted to incorporate elements of the Indian music industry in your music. Right. Have you done that on, or are you planning?
Sure. Yes. So that kind of happens very naturally in my creative process. I'm one of, so I would say my genre is genre blending, because again, it's impossible. I cannot, when you are a true creator and creating from an authentic space, it's more spontaneous. I personally do not sit and strategize or craft anything out. It's always once something has come through me that then I can sit back and maybe refine an idea for an album or what the cover art would be, et cetera, et cetera. But going into it, it's just whatever flows through me. As a vocalist, my phone memo is full of a cappella streams of consciousness, if you will. And if a little Indian tonal scale run comes through, it just comes through. Because if I'm working with a beat or another musician or even a cappella, that's just what comes through. So yes, definitely my Indian influences show, but not in a very, how do I put this, defined way. Like you might hear an Indian sort of, or like a Hindustani classical influenced melody here or there. I added a South Indian vocal percussion called bol to a part of music because it just felt right. I do speak Hindi and Bengali, and I do want to write some stuff in my mother tongue, but it's not natural for me. English is more natural in terms of creative writing, lyrical process, but it comes through.
Now, I'm seeing on your Instagram, you have these shorts where you do all of your, you do performances, live performances, and I'm just wondering how you go about preparing for a live performance. Is it a stressful experience, or are you someone who loves being on stage and just expressing yourself?
I have paid my dues on that. Of course, the nerves, I don't even, so I'm a vocal coach as well. And how I like to, perspectives, that's I think one of my superpowers is flipping perspective. People flip houses, I flip perspectives. Instead of seeing it as nervousness or fear, I see it as adrenaline coursing through because of excitement. So I've had days where stepping foot on stage, I would just be down my nose. That's like the part that gets sweaty. But honestly, what broke me in terms of internal resistance, which would manifest psychologically, physically, chemically, was life's journey so far. It's been life's experiences and all my adversity and ups and downs, this and that. But I don't, it's like you have to break your heart for it to open. This is actually a pretty deep bit. So I'm not going to go into it because that's like a whole tangent in itself. But I've healed all that. And in the process of healing, now me being myself authentically, I don't prepare. I just am. So I go and sing. My voice is freed up. But even going on stage, like I don't really prepare or plan much. I allow myself to truly just be me and express. And that's a very, what one would call spiritual journey, but because it's all spirit, but it's a self-reflective journey and the process of healing therein, which just allows you to be free being yourself without any fear. I don't wear a mask. Being whatever I am being in the moment.
No, you're talking a lot about spiritual healing, about dealing with adversity. And I'm wondering how this ties into your songwriting. Do you draw inspiration from the obstacles in your life and tie that into your lyrics? Or how do you go about your songwriting process?
Everything for me has been a recognition in retrospect and an interesting phenomenon, which even till date shocks me in a pleasant yet awe-inspiring way. When I was in Berkeley, let's say 2012, I went through some intense relationship stuff and just life. It's all the same thing. People go through it in different ways. And I just went into this phase where I was just downloading songs and I was alchemizing through creativity. And because I was in the musical dome, that's what I naturally did, was I just wrote and wrote in so many songs. I'm sitting on a Pandora's box of unreleased stuff and lyrics and everything. And fast forward to the last 2 years, I went through another cycle of, let's say, the opportunity to get to know myself more and heal from whatever. But while going through it, it's pretty dang traumatic. What was interesting is all my songs that I just released as Ancient Future, the album, which I finally, it was like 10 years later, I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to throw it out there because it needs to get out there. The lyrics in there turned into my guide while I navigated whatever the heck I was navigating the last 2 years. It was very interesting. So it's almost like my past self tapped into some kind of future self and gave me my own personal marauder's map, which I could connect a lot of dots and there were a lot of synchronicities. And I was like, this is weird. So it's almost like I helped myself go through this through the lyrics of that. So again, I don't really, I guess naturally the inspiration channels through me, but it's not something I think about before, not premeditated at all. And I think that's how I live my life, period. Of course, there's structuring within your life, but really I flow within that structure. And I've got very heightened senses now, becoming very aware, going through whatever I went through. But again, I tend to alchemize things and flip it for my benefit in a very intentional way. So follow that. Follow my compass.
The one thing I've learned to appreciate more and more about music and what you were just saying is that the song Pack, we're still the bowl is for yourself.
Yes.
And it's just because music is relatable. Lyrics, although savage creation, that be applicable to what you say. And yeah. I love when right from that meaning, from that point of you're also honoring a true something built on that others with. And so I love, do you ever write songs? I'm just wondering from other people's perspectives, or is it?
I don't use the traditional songwriting, what do you call it, structure that you would possibly learn in school. I'm like the antithesis to the way education is shared today. And with my students as well, I'm actually developing my own coaching modality, calling it T60 awareness. It's more about giving certain blueprint guidance, which then I encourage create a space where the individual connects their own dots and has their own aha moments in order to apply certain things, which is actually very psychologically healing in a way. Life is psychology meets physical, right? So how to be aware of the interaction within all aspects of being a human or a being. So if I was told to write something for someone, sure, I could do it, but it's not something that I would. Oh, who knows? Maybe I would, right? It depends on the situation. It's all contextual for me. And one thing about connecting to audience, sure, there's lyrics, there's melody, there's rhythm, there's beats, there's so much happening, part of the whole. But what I truly feel resonates with another in the moment, and of course, people will filter whatever they need to through their own filter. But like us being the vessel, the energy that you are in, or the state that you are in, no matter what medium you're using to communicate it with, right? It could be your music, it could be lyrics, it could be just instrumental, but you're the conduit of it. So what people would maybe resonate with, whether they're conscious of it or not, or maybe they filter it the way they would, is your state of being, your energy. And I feel that's what is the real resonance, which can go unseen. Like it's very not subconscious, but it's tangibly seen, but can be felt. So I think what's been happening recently with all my performances is people sense and see and feel through whatever senses is my freedom to in allowing myself to be whatever I'm being without the fear of messing up a note, whatever. Like I don't, and that's the irony. The paradox is the moment you don't care, you own it in a way where it just sounds great, right? But it's fine. Dance. So
it's astonishing how people, especially an audience, sense that fear or that when a performer is on stage, it's just the moment you step on, you have to be fully yourself. And we've been talking a lot about live performance. I'm more about video production, like songs. How many takes do you usually do? How long does it take you? And are you someone who actions, or you want to go back over and do it? Or do you just let it be what it
needs? Okay. So this has been its own journey, and the way it unfolds is how I unfold as myself. Of course, when I was younger, perfectionism, right? What we call perfectionism. I can't hear myself. That sounds so weird. And you tap into things that only you can hear because you know what it should. I've been through all that. Now I've come to a point where I don't see perfectionism as perfectionism. But when you're creating something or doing anything, whether it's cleaning your home or cooking, I try to the result that I would want. But there's also this beautiful synergy of me just going again, surrendering to what happens and just going with instinct and refining it along the way. So I feel like I've just blended a lot of what is typically polarized in society or in life. But that is a direct reflection of where you are on your journey with yourself, right? So now, and I've done so much behind the scenes stuff, like with the recording stuff, that I am now raring to just get out and perform because I feel like I can fully release and express and do the thing that honestly just I have fun. It's awesome. I'm in the flow. Life is that dance. Life is that music. And when you're just feeling that joy and expressing yourself, really it comes down to being able to fully express yourself without the fear. So ready for it. And so now things have been coming together. I have a festival that I got selected for, the Ladybug Music Festival in Wilmington. Then I didn't even apply for this, but I got an email saying that I've been selected to perform at the SOS Festival here in Los Angeles, Long Beach, which is a pretty big one. When you're ready and really ready, experiences come together. And I'm just like that excited kid waiting for Christmas, knowing that it's coming, but there's this impatience, but not impatience, but this excitement. And can this happen already? But it's all coming together. So I'm super excited.
You're talking about doing a lot of festivals, and you've done a lot of performances a lot recently, or you're doing more and more. How has with others, learning things from others, just connecting with others, how's the community there?
Oh, fantastic. So growing up, I've done a lot of performances, like concerts, this and that. And then when I first landed in LA, I was part of three bands, but they were all cover bands. So it's all, and I performed a lot, but not under my name with my material breaking out as an artist. I paid my dues. I would do all that, but it's been great. So I say LA is like having the whole world compacted on one playing field. It's difficult for me to say. It's a very supportive community. I feel like times are definitely changing. People are very supportive of like a lot of these open mics and the platforms. They're so encouraging. Like it feels so nice. It feels like you're at home with a bunch of friends, even if most interactions may be just acquaintances. Platforms here are very encouraging. So that took me by surprise because growing up, you would have bullying, you would have sneaky, snidey remark, but I feel like humanity, again, there's always like a, but what I'm noticing through my lens is that people are starting to become more supportive and compassionate when the tipping point comes. Actually, most youngsters, I feel, young adults or whatever, and kids today are more mature than most of some of the older generations, but that's evolution. Each one teach one. Very supportive community otherwise. Yeah. I'm still waiting patiently for my posse to magnetize. I'm happy with being in solidarity. Like I'm totally good on my own. And again, irony is when you are healthy and happy being alone, but not lonely, that you start resonating with and magnetizing in the right, not the right, people who are in alignment with you, as opposed to codependent situations where it's not in alignment. So I'm just waiting for that.
No, I wish you all the luck with your music and everything going forward. I'm so happy. It gives me joy to know that, especially more encouraging, because from what I used to, it was a little different, especially in the arts where you get more comments, just side remarks, and that's
all. There, check out YouTube. I was like, okay, if I've got a snide remark, then great. I'm doing something great that may, because that'll always be there. But yes, labels are still there and everything. But again, you know what it is? It's the blending of the world because of the communication, the internet, you and I meeting. I think that's just, how do I say it? Like easing out any kind of knotted, right? So yeah,
it's. Yeah. So I want to ask you, are there places where people think music? What is your Spotify artist profile? Is it Tanya the Empress? And do you have a website or any other social media platforms?
So yes, my website is currently in development and I'm so excited for it. I have this team in India, which I'm just going to give them a shout out. Unibask. So here's one thing. People in India, in terms of, this is creative work, but it's also tech stuff, right? The level of their work and the professionalism for the price that they charge is, which is very humble, but also exchange rate and all that. But the work ethic and I'm losing my word. What do you call it?
The result.
The quality of the work is just, it's something else. I would suggest everyone, not outsourcing, that's such a horrible word, but start collaborating across the world because you never know. And everything is so easy now. So my website is in development. It should be done within a month. Oh my God, what a fantastic job they've done. Can't wait for that. But otherwise, people can find me, Tanya the Empress, on Instagram, Spotify, Facebook, all streaming platforms. And that's universal too now. So that's very nice. So I just say, on the www, just type my name in. I should
know. Well, and if you like this episode and you want any more episodes like this, then please share it with a friend or family member. And it's been wonderful having you guys on this episode with us.